In the nation where Chernobyl still radiates, deadly consequences of an explosion decades ago, Ukrainian officials could see there has been an incident at another nuclear power plant, Zaporizhia, in southeastern Ukraine. Something caused a drop in power output. The power plant is 5 hours east of Donetsk, where Ukraine and pro-Russian separatists are fighting despite a truce agreed to in September. Andrew Kramer from our part of the New York Times reports that the government insists the security of the plant is stable, even though plenty of people are asking how long that will last if the plant is in the middle of the fighting.
What happened today was Ukraine's prime minister said there had been an accident at a nuclear power plant in southeastern Ukraine near where pro-Russian rebels are fighting the Ukrainian army. It turned out the problem had occurred several days ago. It was not in the so-called nuclear island of the plant where radioactive materials are processed to create energy, but rather in the electrical generating portion of the facility. And there was no release of any radioactive material.
But it does reduce the amount of power available for the people of Ukraine. And at this particular time, that has repercussions, yes?
That's correct. There are rolling blackouts in Ukraine, partly as a result of this accident, but also because of problems at thermal power plants in Ukraine and a general energy shortage in Ukraine during this conflict with Russia.
What is the general sense of security around facilities like this Zaporizhia nuclear plant and others in Ukraine?
Well, this is why this incident raises an interesting and alarming question. The Zaporizhia plant is about 130 miles from the front line with rebels in Donetsk region and about just under 100 miles from Russian annexed Crimea. The area is part of what is claimed as Novaya Russia or New Russia by these Russian-backed separatists. For now, the conflict hasn't reached this area, but should it escalate, it would then encounter this issue of moving into or over nuclear power plants operated by Ukraine.
The Ukrainian government is certainly being quiet about all of this. Is it possible that they're attempting to conceal it altogether?
The sense is that's not the case. This is a routine type of problem at a nuclear plant. It's an electrical problem, not related to the radioactive portion of the plant, something that might happen on any given month and only created a stir because of its proximity to this conflict.
So no nuclear emissions, not a sabotage incident, and unrelated to the war at this point. That would appear to be a sort of a green safety light, at least at this point. We'll have to wait and see what happens later in the week.
That's our understanding. The incident was so-called off of scale or out of scale on the International Nuclear Events Scale, which measures the severity of nuclear accidents. This means that no radiation was released, and the problem occurred in a part of the plant away from the reactor.
And how far is this reactor from Chernobyl?
It's maybe several hundred miles in a different part of Ukraine. Chernobyl was north of Kiev, and this is southeast of Kiev, the capital of Ukraine.
Andrew Kramer, a reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.